Well, good morning, Saints of God. This is Ty Moore. I want to welcome you to our Wednesday morning edition to Grace Online Institute Bible School. And we are sharing this with our other discipleship group at the completion of this lesson, Favor Media, PowerPoint, Motivational Word, and PowerPoint Discipleship. I want to welcome you to our Wednesday morning edition as we continue in our lesson that we started this Monday on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, we have given you the introduction of how important it is to show you about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Remember, we talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We're giving you not the complete or the original authentic ministry of the Holy Spirit, but from the new birth perspective, we are. Okay, because the Holy Spirit was with God the Father in the beginning of creation. The purpose of talking about the Holy Spirit from the ministry of the new birth where we are is the same Holy Spirit that was with God in the beginning. He's the same Holy Spirit that's manifesting the same manifestation of how God created the heavens and the earth. So it's proper at this moment to do what? To share with you that the spirit that you and I have received that is of God is the same spirit that put everything in creation, seen and unseen. And so that theme of the authority and the ability that we have as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit is at work in us. He's the one that does what does the work. He's the one that manifests Christ in us. And so I wanted to say that because, again, like I said, when we're teaching on the ministry of the Holy Spirit itself, this is a broad, broad subject. I can never exhaust. There's nothing I teach I can never exhaust it all of because it's just too much. It's just too much. But the more we give into, the more we pour into a subject that we study on, the more revealing the Holy Spirit will reveal us about what Jesus did for us, what the creation, how God brought forth the creation, and it reveals to you and I how to make a proper or a stronger stance, on the truths that belongs to us. And so, having said that, let's make our faith confession and jump right into the lesson where we stopped off yesterday. Say it out loud with me once again, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever, whom the Lord has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So again, I want to say good morning to you. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Luke chapter, chapter 1, and we're picking it up here in Luke 1:26. We used the last couple of days of giving you the introduction of showing you that how Gabriel sent from God. Now notice that this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. When we say the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we're showing you that it is he who's at work. And notice this. We showed you in Luke chapter 1, verses 5 on up to verse 25. How the angel Gabriel came and ministered to Zechariah and told him that him and his wife was going to have a baby, meaning their prayers were answered. And he had come to do what? To reveal to them that their prayers was answered and they're going to have a boy. His name should be called John. And so we saw that how the Zechariah doubted within himself that this could be so, because he looked at what? It's the same thing that all of us do. What do we do? We look at our age, we look at our own personal abilities, we look at our finances, we look at anything of the natural that tells us, I'm not ready for this. But here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. God never ministers to us about anything based on our readiness. God based everything that he has for us from the foundation of the world because it was already placed within you. Now, we come to a place in life where God, who lives outside of time, step into time to do what? To reveal what is in his hand so that you and I can bring to pass the thing that he destined for our life. Now remember, as I said earlier, John the Baptist had one purpose of born. The purpose of his birth was to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ, was to point the way of the Messiah, that everyone was to look upon him. So John the Baptist's ministry was one foretelling that one coming after him is more mightier than he, whose shoes latches that he said, I'm not worthy to tie or to unloose. So what was he saying? He was talking about the Messiah himself. He was talking about the Savior of the world, okay? Now that he's here, watch this. Let's look at this because in verse 26 here, and really getting ready to really get deeper into our lesson, I want to show you the same angel came and visited Mary and spoke to Mary a light that will appear to be more impossible, okay, of bringing forth a child without having been touched by a man. And so I don't want you to look at it in this perspective, but what I want you to get in this perspective is seeing that God is bringing you forth, calling you to something that you don't have the resources, or therefore you cannot do this in your own might, okay? And which is everything about the kingdom of God. But I want you to see this from a perspective that whereas what God is doing through this woman, it is to go to show you, this is how we all should live by faith, regardless of what our circumstances are. Because when it comes to the things of the kingdom, none of us can. But what make it possible is because we are born again, we have the Spirit of Christ in us, and I love to believe that all of us are baptized in the power of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Now, again, as I say, you don't have to be filled with the baptism of the Spirit to be a believer. But you're going to live more defeated. You're going to live more on the edge. You're going to live more, walking the line, you know, and not making a bold stand by faith, because it takes the power, the overflowing power, the infilling power of the Holy Ghost to do what? To cause us to have a boldness that's not in ourselves, that have a confidence that we know that's not a part of my personality. But when you pray in other tongues, when you are filled with that baptism of the Holy Ghost, whatever this is speaking in tongues, this is what Jesus had. This is what the Apostle Paul, many talk about the message of the Apostle Paul, or we talk about Peter. And we talk about all the other disciples. Well, they could not do what they did without being filled with the Spirit. And I know, again, that some talked down about being filled with the Spirit, or made claims that, that's going out with the days of the apostle, or make it look like it's some spooky thing that we do, or... I mean, there have been many things. So I've been around a little while, and I've heard a few things, not everything, but I've heard a few negative things, but there are more good things about being filled with the Spirit of God than there are the negative. And so let's dig into this, and let's just let the word of God speak for itself. How about that? Notice this in verse 26 of Luke 1, and it says, and then... In verse 26, it says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel went from God. Notice this. I love that. Same thing he did with Elizabeth. I mean, that he did with Zechariah. He went from God. Because why? God stepped into time to do what? To reveal what his plan was for this season. You don't even know. Today, God will step into time and share something with us through a revelation, through vision, through a dream, in so many ways that where today, from this moment forward, your life would never be the same. Why? Because you've been touched in a way to bring something to pass that God has put in you, and everything within you now has caused you to have a boldness and a confidence that you did not have before. Why? Because it's the power of God that touches us, because we are willing and yielding to the power of the Holy Spirit to do what? To bring about change. Amen. And so here, notice this. It says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Nazareth. So we know he's sent from God, but now notice it. Again, notice the specifics is what I want you to see. Because a lot of time when we live by faith or we live by the Spirit of God, you know, we hear that say, well, I'm living by faith or I'm walking in the Spirit, but we don't have no evidence. We don't have nothing to assure us. We don't have anything that will empower us to stay when I get a negative report, when I see something contrary to what I believe, when I hear something that just let me know it's totally impossible for this to happen. Well, you got to get to the place that where, as in the realm of the Spirit, there, that's the purpose of natural seeing, natural hearing. It is to stop your progress, because you are very much aware of the physical surrounding. You are very much aware of a medical report that says, you know, you're not going to make it. This is terminal, and etc. Well, you have two choices. You could either accept what the report said, or you could stand up by faith and look at your healing covenant and said that Jesus said, you know, in the book of Exodus, God said, I will bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness and disease away from the midst of you. The word take and the word away in the Hebrew means the same thing. It has the same Hebrew word. It means to turn off. So that means you could either believe what God's word said, and as a New Testament believer, you and I can do that. And this is what I mean by being filled with the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Because when you're filled with the baptism in the Holy Ghost, there's a holy boldness, there's a holy anger on the inside that rises up. And what is that? It's not rising up against the doctor, it's rising up against that symptom in your body, and you are defying that moment, that sickness, that disease, to say, you will not kill me, you will not destroy me. I have purpose of what my Father has given unto me, and in the name of Jesus, I curse this germ, I curse this cancer, I curse this blood clot, I curse whatever it may be. You curse it. You take authority over it. See, when you take authority over it, then guess what? Now your body will listen. Why? Because you're speaking from the same likeness of how God created you, how God created the heavens and the earth. See, that's the purpose. That's one of the purposes of being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because why? You're going to rise up and speak in a manner that you know you're not accustomed of doing in yourself. You're going against a medical doctor. You're going against someone who have great years of expertise and highly recommended in his field, his or her field. Are you going against someone that's in the financial institution or whatnot that are highly qualified in their field, and you're going against a truth that they speaking to you? Well, what give us that boldness? What defy us to say, no, we're not going to stand for that. No, we're not walking in that. Nothing can give you that type of confidence but this power of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of you. Why? because it knows Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. And whatever the illness is, it's a curse. Jesus paid the price for it. So what do I need to do? I need to make 1 Peter 2:24 a reality in my life. Himself bore my sin in his body. The purpose of all sickness and disease is because of the fall of man. Well, if that is the case, well, because of one man has redeemed us from the curse of the law and purchased back our health, our rights, our ability to live without any of these things, it's Jesus Christ. So you didn't do anything to cause this illness to be in your body. But you and I, through influence of the first Adam, are, I don't know the right word to use, but we'll be, it's like we are replicas of it. But because we didn't do anything to be made righteous either, then that make us a representative of this, of what belonged to me, what Jesus did. So what is my part in this? What is your part? You have to make a decision in whose report you're going to accept. Because even though you didn't do anything to become a recipient, to walk in sickness, to walk in disease, to walk in poverty, it was through the first Adam. But then Jesus came along and redeemed us and restored us and put us back in this proper place with God. You now are the subject. So either I can go with what Jesus has done for me, or I can go by the natural report that has been given unto me. But you can't make a spiritual educated decision in walking with Jesus until you have a revelation knowledge. You have understanding that, hey, what I see, what I feel is real. I can't deny it. I'm not asking you to deny or to say this is not real, because it is real. But what I'm giving you the right to say, that by faith means what the word said. God sent his word, Psalm 107:20, and healed me and delivered me from all my destruction. So if he sent his word and healed me, then guess what? I am healed. But me, being the subject, have to make the choice and say, I believe I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I believe I will live and not die. I declare it, matter of fact, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The life of Christ, the spirit of Christ that's in me, is greater than the cancer. It's greater than the tumor. It's greater than the blood clot. It's greater than the brain tumor. Whatever it is, it's greater. And therefore, I decree this brain tumor is shrinking, is death in it. I speak death to it. I speak death to every cancer cell in my body. I speak death to arthritis, to pain, to stiffness in my joint. I speak death to blindness in my sight. In the name of Jesus, I have 20/20 vision in my eyes, in both eyes. What am I doing? I'm decreeing what I have a right to. And I'm holding fast to the word of God that give me this confidence. And I pray another tongue to do what? I pray another tongue because what it does, it edifies. It brings forth comfort to me. It gives me a strength to let me know that all is well. I just got to keep doing what? Walking by faith. Are you following me? Well, I got a week ahead of me sharing this, but I want to just let you see this. I want you to understand that this power, this ability that you have, you are never at a disadvantage. You are always at a place of taking the advantage. Why? 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "For we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil." It says Christ, he is Thanks be unto God who always causes us to do what? To triumph. See? To triumph means you've already won. The victory is already yours. Amen? All right, so let's get back to this. And I just want you to see, because I want you to understand that it says in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. And notice it, and he was sent to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. So we know he was sent from God, and we know he was sent to a city called Nazareth. Now let's see why he was sent there. Why was he sent there? Why? What's the purpose of him, God speaking to him to go there? Now we know the story, but I want to put it to you in a place to let you know, this is how you can expect God to talk to you. This is how you can expect God to lead you. You say, well, how can I expect that? Because it's in the Word. God revealing his ways. He's revealing his characteristic. And we all have angels that minister to us even at this very moment. But they're going to only hearken to the Word of God by faith. Amen? Watch this. Verse 27. It says, now he went to the city called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man. So we see the specific here. He was not just there to go to the city and just begin to talk to anyone. He went there for one specific purpose. And he went there to speak to one specific person. So notice this. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. That means she was engaged. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? To the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. Now he's given her name. Now we know, what do we know now? We know that, first of all, this angel came from God, Gabriel. Number two, we know that he went to the city of Galilee, the city of Galilee named Nazareth. Number three, he was there to go and see a virgin named Mary. That's four things that we understand right now. This is how the leading of the Holy Ghost, this is God by his Spirit, God the Father ministering to Mary through this angel. And it's the same facet that God will use, the method that God will use today. You can expect God to minister to you and I today through the same light. This is one of the ways. Now watch this. Inspired to a man whose name was Joseph through the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. Verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said. Now notice this. He's not speaking. This is the same thing about the Holy Spirit. He will never speak anything of his own. He only speaks what he hears. Remember, he was sent there from God. So he's speaking what God is giving him. It's the same thing today. The Holy Ghost that's inside of us, we should only speak, even at this moment. I'm only speaking to you what I hear the Holy Ghost is saying to me. And anytime I start speaking of something that he's not saying to me, and I know it because my peace is disturbed. And when I know it, I get off of it and I get right back in that place where the presence of God is. Are you following me? Because why? We're not here for ourselves. Well, I'm not here for myself teaching. I'm here for you. That means he's using my vocal cord to do what? To translate, to transfer his witness, the witness of his word, so that you who are listening as the listener, and even myself, can be infused with this power, can have a desire to say, Lord, use me. Lord, I'm willing. Lord, I'm available. When you say that, when you look down like that towards you, you know, because that's what the Spirit of God, Lord, I'm available. Lord, use me. What are you doing? You're making yourself You're consecrating yourself to Almighty God and saying, God, I don't know all that you have in store for me, but I make myself available at this moment. I make myself available in this day in the name of Jesus. So what are you doing? You're giving the Holy, and you don't believe it or not, the Holy Ghost is at work in all of us, and he's bringing about different expose of what God is doing in all of our lives. Just because nobody got healed today, nobody got saved today, you don't realize it's, you know, getting healed and saved is something, is a part of a benefit. But to live the life every day, whereas all is well, is the greater victory. Are you understand what I'm saying? Is you're living life in the manner, in the spirit of the realm where it's supposed to be, without the arguments, without all of this, without all, and you come in, you're living life every day, you know, you're living from a place of victory. You're drawing out of a well of victory 24/7. But when something comes about every now and then to try to disturb that peace, disturb that victory, then what do? I press in. What was it taking place? Because my natural mind, I can't make sense of this. I'm not strengthened in this. But all I have this benefit. Are you following what I'm saying? It's just like saying, if I needed more strength in my physical body, what I do? I go to the gym or I get some weights and I start working out with weights to do what? To develop my body so that it could become strengthened. Well, this is what the Holy Ghost, the being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're being strengthened. You're being empowered with his virtue. We'll talk about that later. Watch this. He said, so the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Now, why would he tell her, blessed, you are blessed among women? Number one, because notice this. Again, the angel was sent from God. God gave Gabriel the message. God gave him the direction. God gave him everything he needed to do what? And to the person of whom he has already pointed out. Notice this. Mary was no different from no other young lady as a virgin. Remember, favor is not something that whereas you did to earn it. Mary didn't do anything to earn it, because as you get down here, she is utterly surprised. She is utterly confused. And if it had been any other woman, or if it was God talking to me in the light, why are you saying this to me? What it meaning this? It wasn't that she did anything to earn this type of favor from God. See, if you could earn it, then it's not favor. It's God's willingness to do in you and I what we can't do for ourselves. Yes, it is unmerited favor. You understand what I'm saying? Unmerited means nothing you can do to earn this. And because there's nothing that you can do to earn this favor, to earn this right, no, I want you to see before I go deeper into this lesson, because a lot of time, you know, some people have brought a disgrace to Mary. They have dishonored her in a manner that whereas they've taken away the true power of the grace of God seen in a natural woman's life, just like you and I. The thing, the beauty about Mary, she allowed the Holy Ghost to guide her, to speak to her, to lead her in a way that is totally impossible. But we are not to pray to her. We are not to look to her. Mary is no different than you and I. The same favor that God put upon Mary, notice what the favor was for. was to bring forth a child. We know that because I've taught to some of you that listen to me. You heard me taught this in many different. But the favor was on her to bring forth something. That means favor means that she was blessed. She was empowered to bring forth a child. Just like Zachariah and Elizabeth, they were empowered. Though Elizabeth was stricken in years, though the Bible say they were old, but that meant nothing to God. And it shouldn't have meant anything to Elizabeth and to Zachariah. They are the seed of Abraham. They know what happened to what took place in Abraham and Sarah's life. If anything, they could have recalled and say, hey, okay, I remember what God did in Abraham and Sarah. Now, the Bible didn't say, and I didn't look it up, how old Zachariah was, how old is, but the Bible says she was stricken. She was stricken in her old years. So when the Bible called you old, you old. When the Bible called Abraham old, he was right at 100 years old. Sarah was 90. So perhaps Elizabeth and Zachariah, I don't know. I don't know how old they may have been. Could have been in the 70s. Could have been in the 80s. But that's not the point. The point is what I want you to see is that notice this. Elizabeth was empowered at that moment, though she was barren. When the angel came and spoke to Zachariah, he didn't speak to Elizabeth. He spoke to Zachariah, but Zachariah had to be shut up. Now remember, they hadn't come together yet. The angel came to tell him what would take place. So that means Zachariah and Elizabeth had to come together before John could be conceived. Same thing Mary doing right here. The angel saying, Mary had to hear the word first before conception is made. Let me say that to you again. You have to hear the word of God first before you can conceive the promise, before you can conceive the healing, the breakthrough, whatever that may be. Are you listening to me? This is the purpose of the Holy Spirit because why? He is sent from God to do what? To help us to renew our mind to the mind of Christ and to the life of the Spirit that we already have that is born of God. Because it's your own tradition, minds too, own unbelief and doubts and fear that will hinder the hand of God from working in your life. And so notice this. It says here, he said again, the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are thee among women. The Lord is with thee. See, I can get stuck right here. And rightly so. Why? Because we just can't pass over these words and just act like they're not important. I think that's the reason why there are times that we miss out on the fullness of what God is saying because there's so much meat in this. Because we're talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And because we're talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, I'm trying to light your fire to give you something what you should be expecting when the Holy Spirit, he's there. But what do I look for? How do I notice him? Let me just read this to you right here in the Amplified version right here. Notice this. In the Amplified version of Luke chapter 1, notice how this says here. It says over here in verse 28, watch this. And he came to her, talking about the angel, Hail, O favored one, endued with grace. See? O favored, endued with grace. Meaning, it wasn't anything she did, but it's with what God himself has done. It is what God himself has already done. He has to get her to the place of accepting God's plan. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit, is to get us to the place to accept God's plan for what it is he's ready to do. Watch this. He said, O favored one, endued with grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed, favored of God, are you before all other women. But when she, watch this, saw him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused. Now, what would make you be that way? You see what I'm saying? God has to come and minister to you. God has to come and reveal what is in his hand. Mary never had no expectation of this. Look at this. It said, when she saw him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused at what he said and kept, watch this, resolving in her mind what manner such a greeting might this mean. I know what that means, because that's how I ended up over here in Lafayette. I had the Holy Ghost. I've never had it again. Well, I had it one other time. No, not like this. I was a car painter. That's what I did. I painted, repaired. I did auto body and repair and paint and repair work for. I did that for almost 40 years, 25 years. And that's what draw. I was working for Factor Bait. And I was in the paint booth, painting a car, talking to the Lord, had my little 3x5 index card, and knowing that it was something more. And the owner then, he's going to be with the Lord, told me that he was more loyal to the guy that who actually did the overall painting of these cars for Factor Bait. This was in Baton Rouge. And my heart dropped, because it was like, where can I go that was not many other places that needed overall painters, or even just a spot painter. I could do both of them. God had blessed me with that gift. And when he came in, he said, Ty, he said, I'm loyal to the guy. I won't call his name. He said, but I have a place in Alabama. And I said, well, I said, no. I said, but I'll go to Lafayette. That's what took place. Now, this was supernatural. Just like that angel was sent to Mary, it was like the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, was sent unto me to let me know, because my heart cried, Lord, where do I belong? I can still see it right now. I was in the Baptist church. And the Baptist church that I was in at the moment, I mean, we had some pretty good things going on, but my heart cried out for more. So you can't do that on your own. It has to be the Holy Ghost. I learned that years later. It has to be him to put you in that place. And when he put me in that place, and when he told me, and I said, it was like what took place, the Spirit of God took my vocal cord, just like I'm speaking to you right now. He took my vocal cord and he begun to speak through me and say, but I will go to Lafayette. And he shut the door where I in the paint booth. He come back less than 5 minutes. Now, while he's gone, I got a conversation going on with myself. Who said that? I heard my voice, but I've never been to Lafayette. I don't know where Lafayette is. And I'm going, I said, Lord, who said that? I did not say that. I'm walking around this car. And while I got this conversation going on, he come back. He said, you got an appointment 10 o'clock or 10:30 to see such and such in Lafayette. Now I'm really confused, just like Mary. Just as you say, how Mary found favor, how Mary, he said, God endued you with favor. God's hand is upon you among women. God's hand was upon me among men, because in the position that I was in, many have already been fired at that same location. I didn't even know the man had other factor baits. And the one that I was here in Lafayette, many have already gotten fired. And here I come. And rather than me getting fired, the manager, they fired him because his attitude was all messed up. But I was painting cars with paint guns that none of the parts were right. They had them all mixed up. But I was getting the job done, so I knew there was nobody but God to paint those cars the way I did, and I knew something was wrong. So I had to take these guns and take them back to Baton Rouge to the paint store that I'm used to dealing with, and I let them look at that, and they showed me, he said, these guns, they got the vivid part in the binks, and you know, if you know the difference of a paint gun, and he was just showing me, and he took all that stuff out, and reassembled them, and gave me new parts, and I came back to Lafayette, and man, the rest is history. But my point is to you is to show you that God will put you in a place supernaturally. He will speak to your vocal cord. He can translate you from one place to another place physically. I'm just alluding you to the fact what we're talking about right here. Is I'm just giving you this happened in my own life. Now, I've been here ever since. I left a couple years, but guess what? Even in a couple years trying to go, he said, you got to go back. Why? Because his hand, his assignment, his appointment for what he wants to do in this area is in my life for this area. It's not where I want to be. It's not where I want to go. It's where he wants us to be. And I have to be what? Willing to yield to his leading and to do this. Now, this has been over 43 plus years, 44 years. This happened. And what I'm trying to say to you, God could speak one word in your life, and it could last you a lifetime. Are you following what I'm saying? It could be one word in your life, and it'll last you a lifetime. You just got to be willing to allow. That's why I said, it's not the miracles that you see every day. The thing about it is living that life on a higher plane. Allowing the grace of God, the favor of God that's in your life to cause you to live on a higher plane, away from everything else, the sickness, the disease, the poverty, the this and that and all this kind of stuff. But when we need to minister to someone, when we need to bring someone to a place of understanding, we can do that. That's the benefits. But what's greater than the benefit is to, you know, you have them in case you need them. But living life on a higher plane is better than the benefit. I use the benefit when I need them. If you can understand what I'm saying. I need to stop right here, but I wanted to use this to show you that just as Mary, and we'll pick this up again, I don't want to give you too much more. Just as Mary she was confused. She didn't know why the angel came to speak to her in that light. Again, notice this. And it said, I'll just read that verse again, that verse to you again. And when he said in verse 28, he said, and he said to her, "Hail, thou favored one, endued with grace, the Lord is with thee, with you, blessed, favored of God, are you before all other women?" And it said, but when she saw him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused at what he said, and kept, watch this, and kept resolving in her mind what such a greeting might this mean. It's the same thing. I gave you my example, what took place in that paint booth. What in the world, who in the world said this? I'll share more with you as I go on, but you know, we're going to stop right here because I'm telling you, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is a powerful, it's one that, look, without having the ministry, the Holy Ghost, the being in fear with this power, man, you don't know what you're missing. I'm telling you. So when you hear the word of praying in other tongues and someone want to fight that, or someone want to try to argue about it's over or it should be done in a certain, they're fighting because they have no understanding. And but once it's explained right, taught properly, and I'm going to do my best, so you be praying for me, I believe that a lot of the arguments, a lot of the doubts, we'll be able to get rid of. And those who once spoke in tongues and have not spoken in tongues in years, I believe they'll come back to the table and understand. The real power, it is praying in other tongues to do what? It shuts your natural mind out so that you can gain the mind of Christ. And that's the enemy's, trickery. It's to get you to shut down in your natural mind, and shut down in the realm of the spirit, and use your natural intellect to deal with a spiritual implication. And he know you can't. So I'm going to end right here. If you want more of this tonight, I will be at the Favor Church sharing somewhere along these same lines again. I'm a little bit further with you than I am at my own church. So it's going to be a little different tonight, I'm pretty sure. But if you want to hear more along, we're going to be talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You can join me tonight at 7 p.m. In person or online. But I want you to know we love you. I thank God for you. And as we always say, until the next time, may God's best and his favor be with you. Love you now. God willing, we'll do it again tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.